Welcome to the Reigning in Life podcast with Pastor Mtor. Join Pastor Mtor, the esteemed founder and senior pastor of Intentional Church, as he transforms lives by the Word of God. Get ready to reign in life as you tune in and listen to the transformative teachings. Stay blessed and stay tuned.
Now, let's go. Number two. How does faith come? So faith is important. How does it come? Okay, how does it come? Do you want to know how faith comes?
Yes.
If faith is so important, how does it come? No, I don't understand how faith comes by hearing and hearing. No, no. You see, sometimes as Christians, we can bounce off things, yet we have never really considered it. You understand? We can just bounce off. I know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. No. Slow down. Relax. Because if you miss it, you can't reign. Yeah, you'll be a victim of other people's dominion and rulership over you. Hallelujah. Yeah, say, I'm reigning in life.
I am reigning in life.
Come on, say, I'm reigning in life.
I am reigning in life.
Yeah. So Romans 10:17, right, which I found in the scriptures, is predominantly the only place that clearly tells us how faith comes. It says, so then faith comes by hearing, right, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if you look at that, you ask yourself, why are there two hearings? Okay? Maybe it's a typo, right? It's not a typo, right? So the first interpretation is faith comes by hearing, and the second hearing means and understanding the word of God. So when you hear the word of God and you don't understand it, in the parable of the sower, Jesus tells us that those who hear the word and don't understand it, the devil comes and steals the word. So faith can come. That's why you can be in church for years, but you still can't believe, because you don't understand the word as it's being communicated to you. Okay? So faith only comes when you hear the word and when you understand what is being communicated. When you understand the message being communicated.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
The second interpretation is that faith comes by hearing the message of Jesus Christ. It's a powerful thing there. Now, I've been preaching for some years, and I've grown in my preaching, in my understanding of scripture as well, right? One of the most dangerous things that a preacher can do is to preach the old covenant to new creation. You understand? One of the things that a preacher, most damaging things to faith, is preaching combined covenants. One day you present a God of the Old Testament, the next day you present a God of grace. That does more damage to your Christianity, to your faith, than anything I know. So the same person I was talking to on the phone, right? And they said that, then so I just chatted that, so when I arrived here, Pastor, I started praying and I started confessing all the sins I did when I was a child growing up here. So I asked the person, why did you do that? Why did you do that? Are you now going to go to every place where you think you have sinned? Where is it in the Bible that says you should confess? So that, no, because I was reading the book of Nehemiah, and Nehemiah confessed the sins of the fathers. And I'm like, but you're under a different covenant. So that is why even the devil could affect this Christian. Because they were thinking about things wrongly. They were thinking that I need to confess some things here. Things that, imagine, if you go back to when you grew up, when you were 5 years old, and you want to start confessing all of those sins. So I told the person that, no, you are literally going under the blood of Jesus Christ and fishing for things. It means your mind is sin conscious, right? Instead of being righteousness conscious. And if you are sin conscious, it means the devil is your Lord. Stay with me on Sundays. I'm going somewhere. Because, you see, Jesus dealt with sin. And now, for a child of God, the Bible says, if you make a mistake, you sin, you err, right? You just say, Lord, I'm sorry, I missed the mark, and he forgives you. That's it.
Yes, sir.
And you move on.
Yes, sir.
Ne? But there are Christians that, as the year is starting like this, they are confessing what they did last year. God has forgiven them, but they have not believed in that forgiveness, and they have not forgiven themselves. So because they are that, they are avoiding the T's and C's of God's forgiveness. And then the devil has a legal right to oppress them, to frustrate. Let me ask you, find a Christian who believes, who walks in condemnation, believes that God has forgiven them, but not absolutely. And I promise you, you are going to find someone who always has problems with the devil. You're going to always have someone who is always, something demonic is happening with that believer. Because they are under the dominion of Satan, though a child of God. You see, you need to believe that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Faith, therefore, is not possible when we preach the law of Moses. Are we good? When we come and say, you shall not steal, you shall not kill, you shall not, and we preach the law of Moses, ne? You can't have faith. Now, does it mean the law is wrong? The law is right for who? For those who are not born again. That's what Paul says in 1 Timothy. He says, is the law, the Old Testament, is right for those who are not born again. Why? So that they can come under a moral understanding that they have broken the code, the law of God. Because until you realize that you have sinned, you never realize your need for a savior. Does that make sense? So when we are doing a crusade, then we say that no, God doesn't want you to live that life. That's why Jesus Christ came. Now when they are aware that, oh, I have done something that has grieved the heart of God, then they can say, I need a savior. But when they are saved, they are no longer under that law. They are now under a new law. Not the law of Moses, but the law of life and grace. The law of faith in Jesus Christ. All things are passed away, and all things are now new, and all things are now of God. They are now what we call a new creation. A new creation, one of the terms and conditions of the new creation is that there is now, therefore, no more condemnation. You understand? Not when you get to heaven. Hallelujah. There is now, therefore, no condemnation. Amen. He continues in Romans chapter 8. Who shall accuse God's chosen people when it is God who justifies? If you don't believe it, then he says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, righteousness, goodness, and faith. Against such, there is no law. In other words, when you walk by the nine fruits of the Spirit, there is no law that can hold you. Do you understand that? Yeah. Now, so if you believe that on some days you are a sinner saved by grace, and on some, you know, when you feel cool, when you feel bad, you wake up, you just feel bad, you say, oh, all of my sins. You understand? What's the song? Pindukulu memoya. You know the song? There's that part. Namhlazi zoba ebusweni bakho pindukulu. So the song says, all the sins I've been doing today are before you. Wow. So it means what Jesus did, when now your sins can disqualify. It means your sins are stronger than the cross. Did you not read in your Bible when it says that, and God is not imputing their sins upon them? In other words, even if you are guilty, God is not charging you with a crime, because he charged Jesus with a crime. So now if you see, can you see, you can't trust a God that you feel like you're sinning against every time. You can't believe, you can't have a relationship with that God, because it means when you wake up and you feel like I've messed up, you feel like God is on your case. Yet God is inviting you to perfect you. Barcelona, you know, I used to also have up and down Christianity. I used to struggle, Musa. I used to be a struggling Christian. Struggle with sin. You understand? Struggle with what? Until I discovered that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I won't lie to you. I don't struggle with sin. I don't struggle. I don't confess sins. In my prayer time, I don't have... Yeah. The only time I say, Lord, forgive me, is when he shows me that, hey, you missed it here. That's the only time. Apart from that, my time, I'm not saying, Father, forgive me for what I tell. He is forgiven. I believe you've forgiven me. Amen. So I'm not every day like, you know, like today, you know, there's even congregations where they, before they start, when you start in prayer, let's all confess our sins. Oh, Tiko, we are unworthy to come before you, not me. Because the Bible says, if I'm in Christ, I'm a new creation. Old things are passed away. I'm the righteousness of God. Yeah. I'm not a sinner saved by grace. I was a sinner, but I got born again. Now I am a righteousness. I'm a new creation now. Does that make sense?
Amen.
Yeah, so now, Pastor Ron, you see, when I was a sinner, I struggled with sin because that's what sinners do, they sin. But I'm a new creation. I don't struggle with sin. I walk in righteousness. I walk in righteousness. I'm finished. This your thing is too nice. It's called gospel. If it can't be too good, it's not gospel. Huh? If it's what? If it's not like, you see, if it's like this, like it's unbelievable. Like, I can't believe. It's not, then it means it's not gospel. Gospel value is unbelievable. Too good to be true news. Yeah. The devil would want you condemned. Yeah. And so now when you walk condemned, you can't have faith. You cannot. You cannot. And God says, now if you don't have faith, you can't please me. So what do I do? I took away the sin problem. Believe it. Believe that I took your sins away. Believe that I've forgiven you. Believe that I'm not angry against you. Believe that I'm not holding the mistakes of your grandparents. I'm not asking them from you. Because then I ask the person, okay, now that you have confessed these sins, what happens next? Because for me, I read my Bible that if I confess with my mouth, I am saved. Not if someone confesses on my behalf. So like, what happens next? You see, the challenge when you go on YouTube and you watch everything, you can watch poison. You can watch poison. Just because someone has nice lighting in their studio does not mean they're speaking the truth. You know, yeah. They have a ring light, huh? Nice LED screen behind. And now, can I help you?
Help me, Father.
Some of you cannot believe in a good God. You believe in a God you must help with your own efforts. It's called religion. You can't believe that salvation is just God at work. You believe you must also do something. I must also every day wake up and deal with some things, because when Jesus saved you, he did not do enough. Yeah, he left some devils. He left some generational curses that you must break. Huh? Yeah, you can't read Colossians 1 that says, and he has delivered you from the dominion of Satan, transferred you from the kingdom of darkness where there are all those curses, and brought you into the kingdom of light. That one, you can't believe it. Because it's in our nature also as black people to say, we must also do something. You know, if something is just a gift, it doesn't feel right. In the Bible, I've never seen a place about generational curses. I've only seen a place about generational blessings. Galatians chapter 3, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, that the blessing of Abraham may come upon us. The blessing of who?
Of Abraham.
So I have generational blessings.
Amen.
Abraham's blessings are mine.
Amen.
Because I'm born again. I'm an heir of God.
Amen.
God has an inheritance for me.
Hallelujah.
Why don't you believe that one this year? Let's see. You have believed in generational curses all of your life. It didn't work out, right? Why don't we, this year, just make a determination. This year, I want to believe in generational blessings. That Abraham's blessings are mine. And God told Abraham that I'll bless you in all things. You shall be rich. In all, in you shall families of the world be blessed. So that is mine. Abraham's blessing. You know, God says to Abraham, he comes to Abraham and said, Abraham, kings shall come from you. I'm one of the kings.
Yes!
Oh, I'm one of the kings. I'm one of the kings. That's why I'm reigning in life.
Amen.
Because God said, Abraham, kings shall come out of you.
Amen.
And I'm one of the kings.
Amen. I'm one of them.
You see, that one is like, I am fundis. Because do you know what is a better sounding one? You are unworthy. If you see this year, you must fight. But what did the Bible say we should fight? The good fight of?
Faith.
Fight to believe what I'm telling you. That's the fight. Fight to believe what I'm telling you. Fight to believe that Abraham's blessings are mine. Fight to believe that I'm a new creation. God is not condemning me. Fight to believe that one this year. Is it helping somebody? Yeah. Fight to believe this one. Do you understand? This year, fight to believe that I am what God says I am.
Yes, sir.
God says I have generational blessings. Fight to believe it. I wake up in the morning, Abraham's blessings are mine. Yes. Abraham's, what God promised Abraham, I'm receiving it. I'm walking in it. I'm enjoying it. Can you fight? That's the fight you should fight. Was that fight the good fight of? To believe. To believe this. Yeah. It doesn't need faith to say you are a failure. No. So when we preach, that's why we need to preach the gospel, the good news, the gospel of God's grace, His unconditional love and forgiveness for us. That there's nothing we can do to, and that's why it says that, so that it's not of works, lest any man should boast. Yeah, it's not that I was better. For me, you know, I didn't drink. It doesn't matter. Whether you used to drink, you used to smoke, you killed people, it doesn't matter. All under the blood of Jesus is forgiven. I hope somebody's coming alive in Jesus' name. Okay? So faith comes. So now you see, I'm preaching like this. All of a sudden, faith is coming into you. Because you notice that God is not your enemy. You notice that. So if God is not your enemy, then you have boldness to come towards Him. You've got boldness to ask Him for any. Now, no, God is not my enemy. But now if you're conscious that, hey, you see, some of us, I even come to that, Lord, in December, I didn't behave correctly. Please. Yeah, you can't wait for an altar call to say, hey, Mfundisi, just call, I'll come to the front. But can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? When the prodigal son came back home, did the father do an altar call to say,
no.
Yeah, he just said, put clothes on my son. Yeah, give him a ring. Yeah, give him a ring. My son was lost, but now he's found. Was blind, but now he can see. Why do you think God doesn't love? Why do you think, please, say this, I'll give God a genuine chance in my life. Yeah. Yeah. Give God a genuine chance. Yeah. Don't believe that, no, they told that. No, no. Believe God of the Bible and give Him a genuine chance. For God so loved, not so hated. So you've got, you don't have to confess the sins of your ancestors. Who told you they had sins? Who told you they had sins? Who told you that your forefathers, they heard the gospel.
Yeah.
And they were forgiven. So now what are you confessing? You see, Bazalwan, I hope this is setting Psalm 33. Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, there's what is called Christian ceremonies that Christians love. Okay. Yeah. You see, when you got born again,
yes,
your family used to do ceremonies, rituals.
Yes,
you understand? You knew that every year we must cleanse the family and everything.
Yeah.
When you come to Christ, you crave some drama, some. Hey, so what do we do here? We just come to church. No oil, no salt, nothing. We just believe the word. It's true. You understand what I'm saying to you? That is why you can be in a church like ours, but after hours you sneak out.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Because you feel like, I need deliverance. Huh? Like, I need what?
Deliverance.
Yeah. I need, because I feel something is moving in my stomach. Last time I checked, your intestines were around there. They should move, right? My stomach was rumbling yesterday. I didn't say I had a demon. You see, you feel like there must be something extra. I'm going to shock you in a moment.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you feel like there's something extra. Yeah, if one, yeah, can you believe, can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
Can you believe the whole of last year I did not attend any deliverance service? I wasn't delivered. Can you believe it? So I'm like, hi, Mfundisi, why? You did deliverance. From what?
Yay.
You see, if you believe that, yes, it's not enough. It will never be. And you're exercising your faith to believe that I need deliverance. Yeah. So when the latest prophet comes to town, guess what? You go there. Yeah. And they say, every devil from your mother's house. Your mother did not have devils. Because all devils come from the devil. Devils from your father's family. How?
Which one
is this now? Can you say that you have believed whatever you wanted to believe? Yeah. Is there somebody who's free? Yeah. Yeah. The gospel is sweet. So faith now comes when you hear this. Now it's like, wow. Okay. So now I have dominion over the devil. I have dominion over Satan. So my family is not cursed. Yes, my family is not cursed. I have a generational blessing, not generational curses. I have generational blessings. Abraham's blessings are mine. Yes, I'm blessed with Abraham. Because those who walk by faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. I have inherited a blessing, not a curse. I am in Christ. I am blessed, not cursed. Right? I was cursed once when I was not born again. But when I got born again, no more curses. Hallelujah. Amen. So faith comes by hearing and understanding the gospel. Okay, those who understand the gospel reign in life. Those who don't, have you seen Christians that every year they're always looking for someone to pray for them, someone to deliver? Yeah, after 10 years later, they are still stuck there. And you know, Mitlali, I would understand, as I'm preaching like this, someone's like, no, but pastor, you need to cast out demons. I do cast out demons. I doubt, like, I cast out demons, not even a joke. You understand? I can cast them out whistling. I can cast them out dancing. Even eating, I can cast them out.
As we are eating.
Yes. You understand what I'm saying to you? Oh, yes, I cast out devils. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I'm not bashing. Yeah, I'm not trying to protect Satan.
Yeah.
And so, no, when we meet him, we cast him out.
Yeah.
I said, when we meet him, we cast him
out.
You see, right now we're casting a certain thought he planted in your mind.
Yeah.
So deliverance is actually taking place whereby the devil cannot joke with you again.
Amen.
Because you tell him, I am not under the curse, I'm under the law.
Amen.
I'm under the blessing of God, rather.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So now, faith. So now, you have understood how faith comes. So number two, faith comes by hearing a word directly from God. Okay, that's number two. Okay, because it says by hearing. So it comes by hearing a word directly from God. You must attend Wednesday services because that's where we're teaching how to hear God for yourself. Yeah, how to hear God from yourself. You remember that scripture that says, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy? You remember that scripture, Joel chapter 2? How will they prophesy if they can't hear God? So it means God has just assumed that you will prophesy because you're hearing him. So that's why every Wednesday I'm teaching how to hear God so that you can prophesy. Yeah, you don't need a prophet. You have a WhatsApp number for prophet, miracle money, prophet, miracle marriage, prophet, protection, prophet, if I have a bad dream, is the one I text. Don't do that with your life. Yeah, don't do that with your life. I said, don't do that with your life. Yeah, don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to us. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Amen.
Settle down with Jesus this year and you'll be blessed. God wants you to hear him directly. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Directly. So Wednesday, we started this last Wednesday. Go on podcast and listen to the teaching. Very powerful. It will remove confusion. You search the podcast, Reigning in Life with Pastor Mtong. Right? Check it on Podbean. I'm sure they're uploading it on all other podcast platforms by this week. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's on Podbean. So you download Podbean or you Google online. Podbean is going to come out there. Amen. And you listen to it and you soak it. Don't think you know how to hear God if you haven't been trained. Hey. Pastor, God said I should do this and you did it and it didn't work out. Now, it's either God said or you lied. And it's better to say, Pastor, teach us how to hear God. That's my job, to teach you. My job is not to hear God for you. Pastor Lon, my job is not to hear God for you.
Yes, sir.
What does Jesus say? My sheep hear my
voice.
He didn't say their pastors hear their my voice for them.
Yeah.
Are you not his sheep?
Yeah.
What must you hear?
His voice.
Yeah. My sheep hear my voice. Hallelujah. My sheep hear my voice. Yeah. So you should hear God's voice to you. Personally, yeah, I know when you don't know, prophet, what are you saying? What is God saying? God is, you know, one day. I said one day. A certain brother.
Yes,
some things we might borrow, hallelujah. A certain brother, you know, he went to his pastor after church and said, Pastor, I have a question. What is God saying to you about me? And then the pastor was like, To be honest, I didn't hear anything, but if I hear, I'll tell you. So then the pastor was praying, was doing his morning devotion, his morning quiet time. And then in prayer, it just came to mind. Then it's like, God, what are you saying about that brother? And you know what God said? Tell that brother that I want to speak to him personally. So if there's a prophetic word for you this year, God wants to talk to you personally. That's the word. What is the word? God wants to be personal. That's the word. That's the prophecy. Yeah. You know, many prophets would have helped many people if they went and said, hi, sister, stand up, sister. I see your name is a Z, right? Yeah, Z, like Z. Zizipo? Yes, Zizipo, this is what I hear God saying. Someone say prophesy. This is what I hear God saying about you, Zizipo. Right, because I see you've got a sister, a younger sister. Right, but before we get into that, this is what I hear God saying. God is saying he wants to talk to you. So I want you for the next 30 days, read the New Testament and finish it. And add some fasting on it. And I promise you, God is going to speak to you. You'll never be the same. And he's God. Because I see God, he wants to do something, but he said he wants to talk to you.
What's the prophet?
Sister, stand up. Can I prophesy? Yeah. I see something with jungle. What's something to do with jungle? You work somewhere with jungle? Praise. Someone say prophesy. I hear the Lord saying he wants to shift you financially. But then this is what the Lord says. He says he wants to tell you how. So I hear the Lord say you must read and meditate on the book of Proverbs this whole month. Read eat Proverbs every day for this month. Repeat if necessary. And you'll see what... I kid you not. Prophecy would be the sweetest and Christians would be the strongest. Yeah. Not this baby with prophecies that have raised baby Christians forever. People who can't even hear, Pastor, should I travel or not? I don't know. What do you think like doing? Pastor, is she the one or not? Be careful of that one. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. So. Wednesdays, come learn how to hear God. Won't you think that would have been a powerful way?
Yeah.
I prophesy all of you here. I can prophesy. I see this is the year God is saying restoration. However, for it to work, God says you must pray and read the Gospels. You understand? In the next 1 week, read Matthew until John and finish it in this week.
Yes, Pastor.
Do you know that if by just doing that exercise, she'll even forget what restoration, she'll fall in love with Jesus.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. We have exalted men above the word of God. That's why we'd rather keep our Bibles closed and look for the latest man in town who says he hears God. Yeah. But this year God is saying, the word is, tell her, I want to talk to them on my own. And I talk to them. It cannot be said you have a personal relationship with God if someone hears on your behalf concerning that relationship. You don't have a go-between, an intermediary. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Amen.
Oh, my time is... Oh, God, glory. Amen.
Amen.
So faith comes by hearing a word directly from God. So every Wednesday, come. Ne? Then faith comes by. So now you are not, God is not talking to you directly, but like in this teaching, you are hearing the word of God. So you need to give time to listen to sermons. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 to 10. That's why they say buy a notebook, buy an iPad. You know, notebooks are old fashioned. Buy an iPad. Buy an iPad. Buy an Apple Pencil so that you can write. If you like writing, you can still write on it. Hallelujah. Yeah. So that it's saved on the cloud. So that one day when God says, go back to your notes, you can take out your phone and you just, it's right there. And you remember what God has said. Hallelujah. Yeah. How many of these do you have? What is this now? Come on. Huh? The Bible says, listen, I use both. Yeah, but my iPad primarily. I have physical writing, paper and pen. You understand? But I have iPad. And for purposes that I'm just back up and everything. Yeah. So right now, if my iPad switches off, I just pick up my phone, I continue. Because it's all there. Okay? I pray for you this year. May you reign digitally in Jesus' name. Look at this guy. In Lystra, a certain man without strength, this man had been lame, crippled for his mother home, who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking. Let me ask you a question. Who are you hearing speaking this year? Who have you determined to hear speaking? Because there's people who you can hear speaking and your lameness continues. There's people that when you hear, you continue being in debt and in poverty. Yeah. There's people that when you hear, you continue sinning. This man had Paul. This year, can I tell you something?
Yes,
I'm giving you, just give us 3 months of hearing, Pastor Mto.
Yes,
how many months?
3 months.
3 months. Say, Pastor Mto, I'm giving you 3 months. And do whatever we say, do.
Yes,
let's see if your story has not changed after 3 months.
Yes.
Yeah. This man had Paul. He was not hearing a God. He had Paul.
Yes, sir.
So there are men you must hear.
Yes, sir.
And Paul observed him and saw that he now had faith to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
So who you hear determines if you ever get faith to be married, faith to drive, faith to own property, you know, faith to be blessed. You understand? I remember one time I was chatting with some people, and actually I was on YouTube and I was just watching Joel Austin that day, and so in the comment section, you know how you scroll down in the comment section, and I saw someone writing saying that when they started listening to Joel Austin, their faith was so built up, they bought a house. Yeah, because he built up their faith. And I was like, that's beautiful. You understand? Who you listen to determines what you can receive or not.
Yeah.
If you believe in a prophet who tells you that you must cleanse, there's a witch in your family, your mother, your sister, you'll hate your family members for nothing. From being their intercessor, you become their accuser. The reason our family is like this is because some of you hear witches. No, the reason you're like that is because you don't have faith. Yeah, your success is not dependent on anybody. It's not dependent on what anyone does or says. Okay? He heard Paul, and then Paul saw that the man had faith, and he said, rise up and walk.
Wow.
So this year, I see you rising up and walk as you listen to what we're teaching here.
Amen.
Yeah, I see you rising up and getting married. I see you rising up with a new congratulations. I see you rising up with a new job, a new property, all kinds of blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then number three, hearing, faith comes by hearing you yourself confess the word of God. It comes by what?
Hearing myself.
Hearing yourself confess. I'll come back in detail for this one. Hallelujah.
I pray that you have been transformed by the powerful message. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Mto podcast. Shalom.